Macmillan Audio presents Blasphemy by Douglas Preston. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Chapter 1. July. Ken Dolby stood before his workstation, his smooth, polished fingers caressing the controls of Isabella. He waited, savoring the moment, and then he unlocked a cage on the panel and pulled down a small red bar. There was no hum, no sound, nothing to indicate that the most expensive scientific instrument on Earth had been turned on. Except that, 200 miles away, the lights of Las Vegas dimmed ever so slightly. As Isabella warmed up, Dolby began to feel the fine vibration of her through the floor. He thought of the machine as a woman, and in his more imaginative moments he had even imagined what she looked like. Tall and slender, with a muscular back, black as the desert night, beaded with sweat. Isabella. He had shared these feelings with no one. No point in attracting ridicule. To the rest of the scientists on the project, Isabella was an it. A dead machine built for a specific purpose. But Dolby had always felt a deep affection for the machines he created. From when he was 10 years old and constructed his first radio from a kit. Fred. That was the radio's name. And when he thought of Fred, he saw a fat...